Welcome to Liberation Industries role-playing podcast and our opening episode of our Werewolf the Forsaken game, Crescent Coast. As ever, we've got the usual payload of adult themes, coarse language, drinking, and, well, horror. Discretion advised. With that done, please enjoy A Phase We're Going Through, Part 1.
We deal with the second page later. It's all on there anyway. Size big. All right. Welcome to Crescent Head, everybody.
Quirk. I'm gonna go with quirk.
We'll do. Evangeline Quirk. Love it.
All right.
My best friend is a quirk. So in honor of her.
Yep. So. Welcome to Crescent Head, everybody. The breeze blows in off the sea, carrying salt. The smell of the ocean mixes with the jungle, and the bells ring out. It is another Tuesday morning. Exams are maybe 3 weeks away, and you're all headed to school. Aww. Can we have a sort of ring around and describe ourselves? Who are we? What do we look like? And how are we getting to school?
Walking.
Are you close enough to the school to walk the whole way? Or?
I can walk the whole way.
It's a pretty small town, but yeah, you can.
Yeah,
walk.
It's not like I live around the corner. I live at least a few blocks away, but I am getting up 2 hours beforehand for trekkings into the schoolhouse. No, it's an easy-ish walk.
Yeah.
It's walkable.
What do you look like?
She's a very athletically minded person. She's on the school's gymnastic team. She's also on the girls' softball team. And she's probably been trying to start a kendo club for the last 4 years. And whether or not she's actually managed that, I'm not sure. But she probably does some form of martial art outside of school. She's really into being outside and running around and doing things. She's about average height, has... fairly long, darkish hair. It's not quite black. Like, it's still brown, but it's dark enough that people go, oh, you know, it's that black-haired gymnast. She's like, I'm trying to have fucking She's pretty much annoyed about everything about the way she looks, because her parents have geared her to, like, from when she was tiny to now, her parents have constantly been gearing her towards looking as French and as European as possible.
Every day she has to sort of take off the beret as she leaves the house and hide it in the letterbox.
Yeah, like, literally, she spent her entire life trying to sort of remind people that she and her family aren't...
Power pin off her band.
That she isn't French and that she has absolutely nothing to do. She doesn't speak French, she doesn't really like French food. All of that. So she spent most of her time trying to work against the wishes of her parents, who her mother is sort of like this really striking blonde woman who sort of affects a French accent at the best whenever she can. She's got bright blue eyes. Yeah.
This is important.
You're like, I need to write this down. What do I write?
Her dad.
L'accent.
Her dad is less crazy than her mum, but he still really does like.
He's resigned now.
he likes Europe and all things European. So, but his mum, her mum has really latched on to France as a thing.
Way of life.
Yeah, it's a.
Right, is there, after you stash the beret in the letterbox, is there anyone you walk to school with or?
I don't know. It depends how.
Just think of somebody. Give them a name. Yeah.
Okay.
It might be a quiet route you take.
Well, she's not a particularly sociable person.
Mm-hmm.
Does she have friends?
She has teammates. So I guess yeah. Okay. So one of the girls from the softball team, Emily. She usually walks halfway with me, and we arrive at school together.
Cool. All right. So yeah, you. Cruise up towards the gate. Emily sort of gives you a bit of chatter on the way in, but yeah, you get it. You get through the gate just as that roll call bell is going off. Evelyn, how do you get to school?
I think probably walking, but she's a very rich kid, but her parents are not around a lot, so she's grown up in like a mansion with servants bringing her up, but just. Nobody sort of takes care of her. She just does her own thing. Or maybe she skateboards to school.
Maybe.
She should totally have...
Longboard to school.
Land surfing!
They live on the mansion on the coast.
It's like she should either longboard or have one of those hovering...
those little... Yes! Yeah. Yeah.
Handleless...
No, because that's way too, like, conspicuous.
It's
she's
a handleless
supposed to be
segue.
Sort of like...
Yeah, but she likes to ghost around, and that's the closest to floating you'll get.
That sounds
cool. Oh, that reminds me. One last thing I'd like a bit of input on. I was thinking of just dumping it in the sort of late 1990s, but
because
that's where most of my music's from.
Yeah, I'm fine with it because
90s is good.
That's pretty much where I grew up.
Yep.
So
yeah, we're all familiar with this.
We're all reasonably familiar with what the 90s hold.
Oh, the cargo pants
and the
passive aggressive berets.
oh, she can go as far Ranma as she can without actually being Ranma. So she can just affect like Chinese style shirts and
the strips off the scarf and the stripy shirt. It's like, there we go. Got a chance of today.
Yeah, she dresses like Ranma. Maybe not like as specific, but she wears the Tai Chi pants and
just write this down. Tai Chi pants.
you know what I mean. She wears effectively Ranma clothes.
Yeah.
So she's as.
In blatant disregard to school uniform code, but
blatant disregard to school uniform code because it's easier to move in.
Yeah.
Mm. Also, it's as far opposite from the French as she can get.
She picked China, and that worked out.
She picked Chinese and Japanese influences for her clothes because it's as far from the French.
The French influences as she can get.
Yeah. The only thing she really shares with her mother is her love of French desserts.
Because what could go wrong?
Because the Japanese really like French desserts.
All right. Fair enough. Evangeline... Oh, sorry, Evelyn, you're...
Evelyn Bell.
Yeah,
really, really short. Yeah. Just really short.
I
like the idea of being on the handleless segue, you know, this little hopperboard.
I feel like she would have one. If she's a rich kid, she probably has a skateboard and a longboard and whatever, but this is like the thing.
Maybe not the electric ones, but they did have snake boards, which were like the jointed skateboard things.
That's obscure.
Like a micro scooter.
Cruising in the school on your micro scooter.
On your micro scooter in like the baggiest of jumpers that just sort of comes down like.
A frump jump?
Yeah, a frump jump. A frump jump. She wears like just huge ass workmen's boots that just like look about the size of her entire body. But
because if you wear clunky shoes, the rest of you is smaller by comparison.
Nice.
It's from Daria. It's it's Quinn's friend in the popular girls group, the one with the brown hair. They're doing their shopping thing. They're like, oh, but do I have to wear these clunky, chunky shoes? Ugh, how many times do I have to tell you? She always sounds like she's got a really dreadful cold.
Yeah.
If you wear chunky shoes, it makes the rest of you smaller.
So Evelyn, as you happily, you know, I feel like you pull the micro scooter out of the umbrella stand, you say goodbye to, oh, what's a buttlery name?
Goodbye,
you say,
Walter.
You say goodbye to Walter, and say, like, until tonight, Mom. Your parents aren't home.
No, never.
Because
I'm probably running a little.
Yeah, you're sort of cruising past the other students on your scooter.
They're not frantic about it all.
Yeah, so
like, I'm gonna be late, but
as you're rolling on in, who is it that Evelyn? You're a fairly quiet person by nature. Who have you had your eye on lately? Who has attracted your attention?
Chatham.
Quiet girl has her eye on the jock. Oh, Chatham.
You're so charmly, I mean manly.
Probably somebody really stupid that she feels like, I could probably control them. They might be useful.
Yeah.
He's probably called Dave.
Dave. It's always Dave. I feel like Dave is also on the rugby team. Why did that happen? Fucking Dave.
It's always a Dave.
Let me go need to tell the story now.
I have to admit that Dave is my go-to stupid person name, like whenever I'm telling a story about
Davey, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
wonderful.
Anyway, yeah, so Dave, yeah, you sort of cruise on your scooter past Dave on the rugby team, and he's sort of joshing around with some, you know, a similarly large young man sort of pushing each other as they come through the gate. You cruise past them and think,
he could be useful.
And the bell goes up for roll call.
I love that in your own little world space, you're Sherlock Holmes.
I have many investigation points.
No, I know, but I love that. I love that just in your own little quiet mind space, it's like, yes, yes, these minions will be useful. But everyone else watching you is just like, she's talking to herself again.
I feel like she wears one of those beanie hats that comes down to, like, the eyebrows as well. Mm-hmm. Like, just, yep. With the frog jump.
Alex,
gigantic boots.
How is it that you get to school?
Taking the parents' car.
Hey! What kind of car do you drive, Alex?
I don't know cars.
Oh, like, so just a... I'm seeing, like, a... How well off
I'm going between, somewhere between just, like, you know, decent middle-class sedan and, like, the spare pickup truck.
Yeah, so, all right, yeah, if your parents are working class, I can see you having, like, a battered old sort of Toyota ute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you're in the Hilux. Yeah,
spare ute.
Is there anyone you give a lift to on the way in?
Grab Richard from the corner.
Richard, who's Richard?
I don't know.
You've known Richard a long time?
Yeah, I've known Richard a long time, you know, done sport, wrestling and stuff like that with him, so...
Yeah.
You know, we go way back. Quite the pranksters around school.
Yeah, yeah.
As you can imagine.
Sweet. All right. Yeah, so you are, you know... way to be late, Alex.
Thought I smelled something, Dickie. Yes,
it's me. I haven't showered. He sort of hops into the back of the... And you're just sort of talking through what is, like, a probably highly illegal just... wire mesh that your dad's put on so he didn't have to replace the rear window. Alright. So, we have, and yeah, you sort of screech into the car park just as the bell goes off, and you know, it's you've got to get up the hill in time. Yeah, you're there about in time. So you sort of slam the door and start running up towards class. So, with that in mind, we've got a bit of...
I was going to say, as for what he looks like...
Yeah.
Oh yeah, do that. Yeah.
Since I've just kind of driven off on a truck as a magical, like, white person.
We're assuming he's white.
He's white.
He's definitely white. But
yeah, again, going with, like, the 80s kind of prep look. So, like, you know, the red jumper that he's ordered online.
He's got a wet letter sweater!
He does indeed. Yeah, you know,
it's the 90s, you had to send away for it.
Yeah, mail order. But yeah, like sandy kind of blonde hair, you know, prep with like the kind of like the curl on one side.
Mm, oh god, I hate him already.
You've got hair like the Fallout dude.
Kind of like that, yes.
Just with that one curl that comes down, just like... Hero,
no, no, no. More like kind of like a cowlick. It's you know, it's kind of like almost like Brill creamed back, and then one side kind of arcs around.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know that guy. He's called Hans. Fucking Hans.
Cool, all right.
Is he very tall or?
Yeah, quite broad. A little bit taller.
Yeah.
Oh, also on the rugby team. Sorry,
I think
on the rugby team.
I think it,
the main sporting thing.
Look, your big kickers in this sort of region, northern New South Wales, you're looking at rugby, basketball in the summer, smatterings of soccer and softball as well. So
okay, yeah, probably rugby.
Yeah,
with the physical characteristics.
Yeah, you
rugby and like you like wrestling at the gym because
that sort of stuff gets around as well.
Yeah.
So all right. So we have. You sort of, you guys are all in the same roll call room. So, who is stuck with doing roll call for your little group of year 11s? Let's see.
Well, it's not me because I'm not there.
You're not there yet. No, I'm just thinking which teacher is in charge of making sure you all fucking turn up.
It was always a math teacher.
No.
Always. Every fucking year from 7 to 12, I was always in the maths department. Like, am I in this building? Mm-hmm. But from 10 to 12, I didn't do maths at all, and most of the maths teachers had said, well, my actual maths teacher had said, it was very nice trying to teach you.
How rude!
I know. It's like, thanks. But, yeah.
All right, Matt, let's get a name for our math teacher, Mrs. Linehan.
Sorry, my old boss is called Lenahan.
Yeah, look, you're probably going to be getting a lot of this.
Yeah, that was cool.
Ah, shit, I forgot my little name list, but oh, I'll make one later.
Is that in the pug book?
Yes, actually. I never got through all of them. Need a collection of random person names, because there's always going to be some.
Yeah.
At the rate things are going, it's probably Evelyn that gets in first.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, because I can scoot it through the halls.
Yeah. So yeah, you sort of scoot into the little classroom, into the maths room.
Do a little jump over the door barrier.
Yeah, thunk, and it's like, Mrs. Linehan looks up from her little clipboard, glances at you, and marks you off with the red pen of rebuke, and it's like...
It's like, nope. You're here, but I'm not happy
about it. No wheeled transport in the halls, Evelyn, how many times do I have to say? So sort of, you know, older lady, sort of hair going steely grey, and that, you know, keeps it short and that fantastically intense look.
Granny Weatherwax.
That you get in teachers of, you know, who angle towards the hard sciences in university, you know, the really focused eyes.
I feel like I should try and manipulate that to just...
So, yeah, all right, well, yeah, you can try and turn it...
You know,
that you've hurt your ankle.
Yeah.
This is really mobility aid. Sorry. I'll shut up now.
You're not in the room yet.
I'm sorry.
Soon you can yell answers from the back of the class.
just I hang my scooter, fold it up, and I hang it off my peg on the wall.
Yeah, the little bag
just,
rack.
just hang it there, and I go, it won't happen again.
See that it doesn't? And yeah, so she's sort of
it's
like
gonna happen again
she's sort of slouching behind her little desk, just, you know, she's just waiting for people to walk through the door so she can mark them off. She's reading, I don't know. So, like, it looks like she's got a book folded in another book, but you're not sure what the... Like, you're pretty sure that she's not reading introductory year 9 maths of a morning. You don't know.
Seems unlikely.
Yeah, it's like, ah, here we go. I have to stupid myself down for the lesson, maybe. Maybe that's what she's thinking. But yeah, so yeah, she sort of goes back to ignoring the class at large. Where do you choose to sit in the room?
Oh, in the back corner by the window.
Yeah, all right. So yeah, you're sort of out by the window.
Yeah.
You see, Alex and Dicky running up the lawn. Running up the lawn through the window. This is all your fault, Alex.
One gets ahead, then the other one catches up, pushes him, and then just continues up the hill.
Jeez, Lex, why'd you push me over? Oh, shut up, Dick, you were late because of you. Had to take the rollers out of your hair.
Yes. you can play Richard from now on too. I love that.
Score.
Yeah. Yay, score. Third person. Alright, so Evangeline, you cruise in next.
Kind of just walking crosses. Carelessly and just stretch. She does a lot of stretching and stuff as she moves because she does a lot of sport.
Yeah.
And, you know,
probably got aches and pains everywhere.
Mm.
Yeah. Because, you know, she does all of those sports for school, in school, and then she does all of her extracurricular Asian sports that she can't do in school elsewhere. So she's a very sore person. Like, it's not unusual to see her come in and have, like, bruises and stuff in random places.
And that tape that you just wrap around.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Sports tape.
Yeah,
sports tape. All the sports tape.
On that note, Emily is sort of sitting at her usual spot, you know, in the middling range of the class, not back, but certainly not front either, with, like, a fucking softball bat on her, resting on her feet, and she's reapplying the tape on her fingers.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, so she comes in and sits next to Emily, so if they're, like... She's probably a little bit closer to the back of the room than Emily, so she's like maybe sitting behind her rather than right next to her. But yeah, she's kind of in the middle-ish center of the
room. Fourth row of six.
Fourth row of six, maybe two rows from the window. So
she sort of slouches over the back of the chair and is absentmindedly playing with the bat and is like, "Viv's out for the weekend. We're down a pitcher."
Oh, come on, you know pitching isn't my strong
point. Why weren't you at training last night? Coach is going nuts.
Ugh.
I was busy. I had extra training for the ranking test at my dojo.
Extra training's becoming like our lives now. Because if we don't push fucking Kempsey Grammar off the top on Saturday, then Coach is going to turn us all into sandwiches.
Oh,
and
right.
Like the crappy weird like mayonnaise sandwiches that she's always eating.
Ew. All right. Look, why can't Lauren pitch? She's much better at it than me.
Oh, I don't know. She hasn't been coming to training either. Could you talk her into it? I don't know where she is.
What makes you think I know where she is?
Do you know stuff?
Fine. All right. Look, fine. We have practice practice at lunch, and then we have another one after school. I'll see if I can find Lauren at lunch and drag her in. And if I can't, I'll go ahead and tell them I'm going to be late for practice tonight, and I'll do some pitching for you.
Good, balances the bat.
So, I get the feeling that Emily's probably like vice captain of the team or something.
Yeah. Like there's you're friends, but there's a lot of rivalry there too, because you're both angling for. I mean, softball's fairly egalitarian, but you both want to be best. All right, so yeah, she sort of finishes taping up her hand, and because all terrible calluses, so. You and Dickie sort of get stuck in the door.
Yeah, yeah.
Pushing each other. Yeah.
They were going first. I was first.
Richard, glad you could make it. Alex, nice to see you at last.
Oh, well, I'm here now. Sorry, miss. Dickie's manicure ran overtime.
Are they still stuck in the door, please? So
that's what you boys are calling it these days.
Don't worry, won't open again.
Yeah,
at least not till Friday. Mm. I think he's got a day spa.
Hey man, you know it's my physio. I need that massage.
I'm seeing the chiropractor, okay?
I like the idea that they've just sort of popped through the doorway like a cork just exploding into Dickie's bright red.
Yeah.
And he's like on the floor going, it's not a spa!
My physio appointment.
Like, bro, harsh. Harsh.
Mm. Alright, can you give me a manipulation persuasion?
No.
No.
No! I cannot.
Well, I seem to remember you having maths in fourth period, Alex. So you can hang around for a little bit at lunchtime, and we can have a chat about that. Make sure you're getting your grades up to stock.
No worries, miss. Spick and span.
Good to hear. Goes back to a book.
I imagine I don't even bother chucking my bag on the peg. It's just like slung under desk. It's like hunched on it. Like sitting beside me. You know, she turns around. I punch him in the shoulder. He punches me back.
Yeah. Dude, it's not cool. I need my spine. Ooh, foreshadowing.
No, Dickie, your spine. Dick spine.
Dick's fine!
We have come full circle.
You keep it as a weapon, just wallop people.
Oh my god.
I loved your dickie!
Anyway. So, alright. Alex has detention. Oh well.
What is this exactly?
This is a tension pool. It'll come into play soon.
Okay.
So, every so often, if things start getting a bit intense, a bit fraught, I will hold up one of these,
uh-huh.
And you can either take it and a beat, and things get more tense and we move more towards exploding. You'll note that I haven't told you what the explosion point is yet.
Yay!
And you can either take this and take a beat, or take a negative condition to represent your fraught emotional state.
Right.
Because at one point or another, you guys have all had anger management problems. Now, you deal with it through sport. You deal with it by passively, aggressively taking it out on your parents. And, I suspect that Evelyn is rather internalized most of it. So...
Oh dear.
As roll call peters out and you all start moving to your first period classes, let's jump on and let's get some aspirations on the board. So, now that we've got a bit of an idea of who we are, I want you to pick three goals, fairly short-term ones. So, keep in mind that exams are soon, which means end of year ball is also soon, and the game with Kempsey Grammar is also soon. So yeah, think about what your character wants in the near term.
Well, she wants to do well enough in the Kempsey Grammar game to...
Kick Kempsey Grammar to the curb.
Kick him to the curb, yes, but also maybe increase her rank chances for maybe captainship of the team.
Okay.
Given that it's her last year, she wants to go out on a high, so she wants to either be the star player... Like, be recognised as star player for this
show
game.
Up Emily.
Show up Emily in the Kempsey Grammar game.
Oh, yeah, like, the game and show up... Like, show up Emily could be more general, and Kempsey Grammar game can be, like, a direct thing for Saturday.
Show up Emily. Kick ass in the game.
Yeah, they're Well, if it's...
Are we playing rugby on Saturday as well?
Yeah, there's usually it's training through the week, and then usually a game on Saturday.
Yeah.
So if we can get three goals each. Evelyn, what do you want to do beyond possibly get serious leverage on Dave?
Yeah, well, that's definite. That's a definite. Need to get Dave on side. Mm. Don't know what I'm going to use him for yet, but he's, you know...
you get the feeling that you really want it, but aren't sure why.
No, I just know it's going to come into play somehow. Mm. Probably, maybe get Dave to throw a party with all his whipped friends so I can go and nick some stuff off him.
Sure, I'm just trying to think of how to grammatically say that, but yeah, no. instigate someone else's party.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, that is a goal, it is manageable. I mean, the weekend is a ways off yet, but you can get there.
I've got my third one, I'm going to thwart my mother's formal dress plans.
Yeah, okay. So you're looking for some alternative to wear to end of year ball.
Cool. So I have this terrible feeling that Mum's got this concoction of lace and
something frilly and whatever the French equivalent of Edwardian is.
Potentially. It's potentially pink. It probably has a corset, which I don't mind so much, but again...
It might have an Eiffel Tower print.
If it's not the Eiffel Tower, it'll at least be the fleur-de-lis.
Yeah.
And that, while better, is still not great. So I'm looking for a way to... it's just the... machine.
It just was confusing.
It's just the odd urges that are driving through your minds.
So she wants to thwart Muma's formal plans.
Maman.
She knows that her mum's gonna have some terrible idea, and she's probably like, she gets this nasty, terrible feeling because over the last few weeks, every time she sort of comes home from school...
Mum has a measuring tape.
Her mum, like, well, she'll walk in and her mum will, like, either hang up the phone really quickly and look at her really guiltily, or she'll suddenly hastily stuff magazines away. So she's kind of, like, so she'll be reading something and she'll stuff it away really quickly. She did find her going through her yearbook from last year, circling pictures of people. Like, she found her mum circling out pictures of people, and she's like, I am worried that she's trying to find me a date.
Oh.
And that he's going to be as French Provençal
it's like,
as possible.
Who is the most European looking?
She gets it, and she gets...
Find the most Aryan person in school!
Aryan is too German.
Yeah, and she has this really terrible feeling that her mum's trying to hook her up with someone, and that the phone calls are probably her mum... talking to other parents.
It could be
trying to organize
a
let's
of a
dress
really
about
pretentious
children.
French name.
I'm thinking
Simon.
With the ball coming up,
I think maybe something I would like to instigate is some way to spike the punch.
Yeah, acquire booze to spike punch is a perfectly good option. All right. Oh, good God! It could be fucking Simon from. Yeah, alarmingly, you found a picture of Simone from Kempsey Grammar circled. Oh, and he's a bit of a dick. Not actually French, but oh, wow.
He's on their judo team.
Yep.
And he's a total dick.
Mm-hmm.
Can it just be get Dave on side?
Yeah. Can yeah. it just, just absolutely, just, yeah. Win Dave over.
Win over Dave.
Oh. Alright, and what do we got for Alex?
Well, me and Dickie have to prank Kempsey Grammar.
Yeah. Excellent.
Win the football game, of course. Mm-hmm. And ask Stacey to prom.
Ask Stacey to prom. Excellent. Who's Stacey? Well, can we get an idea of Stacey?
She's one of the cheerleaders.
So or is she?
Cheerleaders?
Not really.
Well,
not
our school did. Yeah. I was a cheerleader for
but
about 3 weeks.
Less of a culture of them in the US.
What about a band?
Oh, she's...
A band member.
A band member, like concert band or a rock band? Garage band.
Probably concert band.
Concert band.
All right.
What, high school.
What does Stacey play?
It either has to be something obvious and boring, like flute or clarinet, or something totally amazingly great and fantastic, like tuba.
Tuba.
You mean the tuba girl? Yeah. No, you want her to be playing, like, maybe saxophone.
The saxophonist, okay.
Sexy Stacey.
Oh, sexy Stacey.
Very nice.
And I bet you say that to her every time you walk up to talk to her.
Hey, yeah. Sexy.
Hey, sexy. And she's like, she either loves it or she just despairs of it, is resigned to it by now. Hey, sexy.
Alright.
I love that. That's perfect. Your girlfriend is amazing.
It's like, not yet girlfriend. Okay. And so, yeah, we've got a party to instigate for Evelyn. Excellent. So.
Sweet.
Alright. Okay, that's good. We all have objectives pre-Saturday. This is, I like this. And remember, if you fulfill those aspirations, you get shiny, delicious XP. So, really rock. Because you all might crash and burn, and that's the best kind of game. Alright. So, you cruise through English class, you know, it's To Kill a Mockingbird, but no one really gives a damn. You can just watch the film. You'll watch it later.
Oh, she's dressed in a ham suit.
Alright, show of hands, who took history? Did any of you take history as an elective? Or alright.
Oh, I didn't.
I guess
I didn't pick my electives.
Oh well, no. Look at this. You're picking them now.
Oh,
don't stress.
The subjects, right?
Yeah.
Oh, where?
Yes.
What?
Okay.
Don't worry. Like, did you all take history as an option?
Not on here. Like,
yeah.
Your
not as a skill,
classes.
But yeah.
I feel like I would have taken that instead of taking a science.
Okay.
That's not really my thing.
What? Okay, Alex. What are you actually doing while Mr. Flackerty is teaching you about the Second World War?
Probably planning pranks.
All right. So, okay. What is our plan?
Well,
Dickie is in ancient history, so yeah, you can't coordinate just now.
Okay. But, well, I'm feeling that, you know, during sporting events, teams have like the water coolery things,
and
they drink the water.
Mm-hmm.
We have to spike the water.
Oh!
No, I've got a better one for you. Rugby is a sweaty, hot game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how, because I've never played rugby before in my life, but I don't actually know if they make a point of using the showers that they have in our locker rooms always had showers in them, but I don't recall them ever using them. But you could take the heads off all of the shower fixtures, fill them with powdered dye, and put them back on, so that when they turn the water on, they all turn like blue and red and different colours.
It's like, oh, thanks, spirit animal. This is a great idea.
You can either do that to your own team or do that to
Nair and the Shampoo.
I would dye them our colours. Let's see.
Yes. Yes. Dye the opposing team our colours.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So you sort of, as you're sort of pondering this, you've sort of drawn in your little workbook, just like who should we call your biggest rival from the Kempsey Grammar? It's always fucking next town over, you know, fucking Kempsey. Actually, no, you're probably playing Hat Head High this weekend, but Colin, you've drawn a little stick figure of Colin, and just like what would the rugby colours be? Well, what are you thinking? Well, what's your strip? Usually for coastal towns, it defaults to like some arrangement of blue and yellow. But
Yeah, blue and yellow, blue and white.
Yeah, so yeah, you've just got like a little stick figure of Colin, fucking Hathead star player, and just like a spray of blue coming out of the shower, sort of chuckling to yourself. Right.
It should be blue and red.
It's easy what was his surname again? Westwood?
It's like Westwood.
Mr. Westwood! You still
sir,
with us?
Yes, sir!
So, what would you say lost the war for the Nazis?
America?
I was actually thinking.
That's the answer, right?
Yeah. An interesting point. An interesting thought. An interesting thought. Yeah, and what year did they enter the war?
Question, sir. When did they finish with Japan?
It's like, oh, you're gonna have to work harder than this for your exams, boy. Sort of pushes himself up, you know, sort of aging, classic history teacher, sort of bald glasses and. Yeah. And sort of just writes in big letters on the blackboard, 1945. Do you think you could manage this?
I'll take notes, sir.
See that you do. So, could you give me like a presence, I'm thinking presence, like persuasion or expression to come out of that without looking like a total twerp?
I'm seeing some tens.
That's three.
Yeah, alright. So
out of four dice.
Two tens again, yeah. Alright, so yeah.
Three.
Yeah, you sort of chuckle, you know, sort of chuckle back into your chair as he's turning around to write, you know, to sort of gesture over the map of Europe some more.
Yeah.
Dave sort of fist bumps you from the next. Yeah. Like, he doesn't know anything.
He's trying to teach us. We know this.
We're not gonna need this. We're gonna be superstars.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't the past, bro. Who needs it?
We're in the future.
God, it's so douchey, it hurts. Yeah.
It's physically painful. Totally great. I'm so glad you said that. I'm so glad you said that.
Alright, Evelyn. As you are cruising out of your classes just before lunchtime, you go to your locker and you're about to open it and something smells... And you don't know how you know this, but something smells wrong.
Great. Again. Mm-hmm. Probably the jocks have stuffed their dirty socks in my locker again. Mm-hmm. I think that's hilarious.
Yep.
I feel like I've probably got one of the low-down lockers.
It's nothing quite as horrible as sweaty things in lockers.
Sweaty things in lockers, yeah. So that's great. That's going to happen.
Yep. So, yeah, it doesn't... Yeah, the lock looks untouched, so...
You probably just shoved it through the bars.
Mm, yeah, possibly, yeah.
The vent.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm probably going to try and convince somebody else to open it for me.
All right. Who do we snaffle?
So
it is lunchtime, so there's a lot of people cruising around. So
there's this really young girl from first year,
mm-hmm.
who just thinks I'm really cool.
All right,
because I'm so aloof with my cool gadgets.
Such a
and, yeah, sort of like. You know, you come to school on your scooter and you don't care what anybody thinks. That's pretty cool, man.
We'll call her Pam.
Pam. Fucking Pam. So I see Pam coming along the hallway and I'm like, perfect, perfect. Get the minion to do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Just, so like, I just push my scooter out in front of her when she's walking by so that she trips a little bit. And then she looks over and she's like, hey.
All right.
She,
okay,
she comes
yeah.
over... And I don't really want to chat to her, you know, she wants to strike...
Like, what? Eve, it's you. Why'd you do that?
Oh, I just wanted to see what would happen.
Need your help.
Okay.
It's just sort of like, I've forgotten the combination to my locker, and you always know it.
Yeah?
Could you just open it for me?
It's four numbers. How do you keep forgetting that?
Not so much on my mind.
We're the future.
All the teachers are just sitting there crying. Just perpetual tears as they teach.
Yeah. Because it's first session and we all need to learn. I'm going to say, and this is the sort of metric of the system, just give me a manipulation persuasion. So you take your manipulation dots and your persuasion dots, add them together, and you pick up that many dice. 8, 9s, and 10s are good. So you want to get as many 8, 9s.
Manipulation and
persuasion is one of your social skills. So.
I need another dice.
Yeah, so you add the two of those together, and yeah, anything of an 8, 9, and 10 is good. And if you get a 10, which is a 0, you can roll another dice.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, it gives you an extra dice, which means it can be spectacular.
Oh, great.
Oh, there's another, so that makes 2 hits. And the more of those you get, the better. So you can just re-roll one of the below 8 ones, yeah.
Okay, let's re-roll this 2. It's a 3.
Okay, oh, so that's 2 hits. It's like, look, I'm in a hurry. Look, I've done... And she sort of scrambles. I can't keep doing this all the time. And, you know, she plugs in your combination and opens it. So it sort of obscures what you see in there. And she just takes a couple of steps back, just mouth slack open. Just, yeah, look of genuine terror.
What's up?
She sort of slumps back against the next row of lockers.
What? So I'm probably just peek around.
All right.
Look, what do I see?
There's a rat.
Oh, good.
And it looks like it's been torn open. And alarmingly, it's still twitching slightly.
And it's in your locker.
It's in your locker.
It's in my locker.
Yeah, it's at attention.
Wait, what? What does that do again?
It moves us closer to the alarming climax of the session.
So, but she... No, but...
You also get an experience, so...
Wait, but she can take it and I... And...
Take it with experience.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Or...
Or she can take a condition, which will also net you experience in the long run, but...
I have the condition for now.
All right. So, I'm going to say... How do you react to this? There's a smell of fresh blood in your nostrils. What do you do?
Gotta get it out.
Mm.
But I'm not gonna touch it.
Yeah?
I feel like I probably...
It's still twitching.
Yeah.
It screeches a little desperately.
No. No, I'm not having anything to do with that. Just close the locker again and start walking to the maintenance office.
Okay.
No, the scooting just along to the maintenance office. Just, nope. My job.
I'm thinking shaken. Would that be appropriate?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's... Yeah, you're blocking it out, but...
You're pretending it didn't
happen. You're shaken up a little. So basically, anytime you like, you can throw a roll in exchange for an experience, so...
Okay.
Yeah, you just say, oh, the fear's gotten the better of me, I'm fucking this bit up. And yeah, so you sort of scoot off, and Pam glances at you momentarily terrified, and then runs off down the hall.
And I tell her not to tell anyone. Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
She's out of here.
Too late.
She's gone.
Yeah.
She's gone. I've scooted off into the distance.
Yep. Yeah, so you.
Sunset.
So yeah, you're the defensive sort of wall goes down, but your heart
pull
is
pull down hanging. My hat just a little bit further.
Yeah, you sort of lock it down, but yeah, like there's this weird sense in the pit of your stomach, and what worries you most of all is its hunger.
Oh great,
Evangeline. Where do you usually hang around at lunch?
Next to the Oval, obviously.
All right, yeah. So you're trying to put in some bonus training, aren't we? Yep. Okay, so yeah, you get a couple of things. You were looking to find.
I was looking for Lauren.
Oh, Lauren. Yeah, sorry.
Because she's our renegade pitcher.
Yeah, the only sensible backup at the moment.
I really don't want to pitch because I'm not very good at it, and yeah. Emily's. I know that Emily's only suggested that. She only wants to put me into pitch because she knows that I'll look goofy doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't foul balls or anything, but it's not my strong suit, so I don't...
You're not going to become the best player being pitcher.
Yeah.
And that is what you want and what she doesn't
I want to be star of the match, and if I'm forced to be pitcher, I'm just going to look like a massive goofball the whole time.
Yeah.
Because I'm just not very good at it.
All right. So, yeah, okay. Give me a... I'm feeling either wits, it's probably either wits composure or wits streetwise, whichever you feel like. You have to try and find Lauren before it takes too big a bite out of your free time.
Nope. Oh, wait.
Right. Yeah, so you got one. Oh, let's just have a general sort of environmental busy shenanigans. Yeah. You don't... Look, you sort of look for about 15 minutes, but you have no idea where she's got to.
Okay, think. Who does Lauren usually hang out with? She's on the softball team. Mm. Is she on any of the other teams?
Not really.
Well, I'm going to go back over to where the softball girls are, because I know that the majority of the team hangs out with Emily.
Mm. So, I mean, you know she's cruised down to the Oval, but yeah, when you get... Like, you sort of have a choice now. You can either keep looking or head down and train.
I was going to ask if any of the other girls knew where she was,
mm.
or if they had her phone number for her house.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of the other girls down at the Oval now with Emily.
All right. Just
setting up, you know, warming up a bit.
All right. Well, I'll.
So, yeah. Emily sort of kicks a bit of dust and has like jogs over to you with the bat over her shoulder. Did you find her?
No. I haven't been able to see. I haven't seen her anywhere. Nobody seems to know where she is.
Great, you're up. And she sort of jogs back to the base.
Well, I'll sort of like, fine, and just head towards the pitch. But while as I'm going, I'm going to ask if any of the other, like, shout out to any of the other girls on the team. It's like, has anyone seen Lauren? Anyone at all?
Yeah, like the.
Anyone have her home number? Because she hasn't been around for a while, so we should probably worry, but more importantly, she's our star pitcher.
Mm.
Where the fuck is she?
Yeah, look, Sam has a number. She pulls out a brick out of her handbag. It's like, oh, give me a second, it's in here somewhere.
Well, you.
Scrolls through contacts.
You call her, or maybe call her parents or something. We need to know where she is, because nobody really wants me in pitch, do they? I'm looking at the rest of the team going, really? Do we really want me in pitch? Probably not.
So, yeah, she sort of starts, you know, sits on the sidelines and starts dialing numbers. Lauren's parents are separated, so she's kind of hard to track down at the best of times. But, and hey, it is work hours as well, so she dials away for a bit. Could you give me... I'm trying to weigh up how you're approaching this. You can either sort of give it your best and try and look good, or you can play for show and look good. Or you could just bodyline the fuck out of Emily right now and take her out of the game.
But that's not particularly...
That's not necessarily going to help you. I'm just making suggestions.
That's no help for me because...
Oh, you need to show her up.
Two of my goals are kicking ass in the inter-school match. And if I take out yet another...
Better if she's around.
Better if she's around because she is a good player. And if I take out yet another one of our team members, I will have more slack to pick up.
Yeah,
and that's just stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to show her up. So basically, I want to outshine her. So I will... Give it my
Maybe if she was mysteriously pranked.
I should go for broke trying to pitch my absolute best, because if I can get the technique down, then I can try for show later.
Alright, yeah.
I will give it a hot, red hot go.
Okay, yeah, so give me a Dex Athletics. And, you want two or higher to keep team morale from going a bit there. Yeah. All right.
Three.
So yeah, it's not your best, but
I'm a slugger. I'm here
to
hit things and run. That's really what I'm good at.
Yeah. So yeah, you manage to hold it together for now. All right. So how's detention?
Shit.
what does you manage to survive maths class? What does Mrs. Linehan have you doing? Are you picking up garbage? Are you cleaning? What does she have you doing?
Clapping dusters.
Quite possibly.
I don't think we're quite that old, but... Yeah, probably like picking up garbage or something shitty.
Alright. So yeah, you and Dave are cruising around the sort of playground area, picking up all the litter that has accrued. You've told the maintenance men about what's going on, and you are sort of cruising back along on your scooter. You see Dave and Dave and Alex hanging out, pretending to pick up garbage whenever Mrs. Linehan is watching, which isn't often. She appears to be reading again.
Strangely, the amount of garbage never seems to actually go down. Yeah. It's a universal constant.
Yeah. That's some deep stuff, mate. Yeah, it's like the more garbage we pick up, the more we make. How do you feel about Dave? I mean, he's a good guy to have between you and the
Colin.
And Colin.
he's an all right guy. You know, bit of a dick, but pretty solid on the team.
Yep. You'll have training tonight. You can work all of that out.
Yeah, you know, he doesn't kind of get the finer points of some of the pranks and the genius behind them, but
He's no dickie.
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Tom, Dick, and Dave.
Dave. Lex, Dick, and Dave. These are the names we've come by. Yeah.
There goes Scooty, he says, and pokes another can with his garbage stick.
Scooty. Oh, no.
You cruise past, it's up to you what you do with that.
I feel like I want to just hit the back of my scooter so it knocks some of the rubbish that they've already piled up, just knocks it over.
Just knocks
again.
The bin over.
Just knocks the bin over.
Okay,
again.
So you attempt to vandalise a bin on the way past. I'm thinking probably a Dex stealth to get it past Mrs. Linehan.
Ah, cool.
Let's see,
4, that's actually not good.
Okie day.
Well.
You've basically just run into it, like with the you're just dead staring at them.
Yeah, you knock over the bin. And yeah, it's like. Well, Evelyn, glad you decided to join us. Grab a stick, grab a bag.
She knocked her bag over, miss.
Yeah, well, she can help you all clean it up. Good luck. Goes back, like, it sort of eyeballs you until you join the roving garbage party.
Sure. Yep. I'm totally not going to do anything.
Good job, sleeves.
Scooty McSleeves.
Yeah, real dick move. Now we got to do this section again. What the hell did you do that for? I was just like stupid.
Well, I've got I had a rat in my locker, which I have a feeling has your name on it.
My name? A rat?
Prankster.
Oh, no. Rat sounds more like Dickie's lunch.
So have you heard anything? Do you know anyone who would think that would be funny?
Not really. Catching rats at work.
Too much effort for you then.
Don't pick up all this garbage, don't find rats.
That's pretty messed up. I mean, like, if it bit you, you could get real sick. You don't want to be sick before the game, that'd be stupid.
Oh no,
clean faster, Scooty!
Wouldn't want to be stupid.
Hey, you're the one who knocked over the bin.
What was all that about anyway?
I'm just gonna sit down with my back against the bin, playing my Game Boy while I chat to them.
And somehow they don't take exception to this.
I imagine they were pretty much, but it was really like, given up.
It's like, we don't care.
Whatever, yeah. Sleeves, you can't talk to her.
Yeah. She's a weird one, he said. Dave says, yeah. Like, clearly within earshot of you. Up to you whether you want to retort.
Thanks,
then.
Thanks, Dave. Just take it. Just take it.
Think she likes you, man.
Well.
Nah, that's stupid.
No, man, chicks didn't like it bends over all the time. It's how they tell us we love them.
Wait, what?
I just don't want it. you hear all of this, and I'm feeling like, yeah, it's like some sort of composure roll against Dave's brow beating. It's like...
It's all about the attention.
So just composure?
Yeah, composure and subterfuge, probably.
Oh, sweet.
Let's see how nasty... Let's see how... Oh, Dave is the social equivalent of a wet sock in a microwave. But,
oh, so I have a 9 and 8 and a 9 and 2 zeros.
Which means you get to re-roll those two. So.
Yeah. Oh!
And nine. So basically this is what your score
seven?
Is.
That's an exceptional success.
I think I won that one.
Yeah.
You did win that one.
So, yeah, you sort of, thanks, Dave. Like, coy wink. And I'm going to give Dave swooning. It's like, you know, that's how chicks tell you they love you. It's like, he sort of glances back and whispers to you. It's like, you think?
I don't know, man.
It's pretty weird.
They
she could be hot under that cardigan.
Yeah.
No one knows what she truly looks like.
Yeah. under that beanie and those sleeves...
It's like,
who
oh.
knows, man?
He sort of
she could be a hottie in disguise.
Yeah.
Whoa.
He
leans on his garbage stick.
Yeah, leans on the stick and sort of, like he's got an itch on his arm, sort of rolls up the sleeve and flexes his rugby arm.
Got him offside.
Oh. It is
one over Dave.
It is outstanding what an exceptional success can do. So I'm gonna grab the little swooning condition, which is for Dave, but not
yeah,
you know. But
it,
like,
but
yeah.
I'm okay with it.
So you get some pretty serious social bonuses against Dave.
I got some serious social bonuses against Dave.
Yep.
I've also met one of my aspirations.
Yeah,
of winning over Dave.
Yeah, look, put a little X against that and give yourself a beat.
Where?
There's a row of beats, the little squares down the bottom.
Oh, right, yeah.
So cross one, yeah, just like Apocalypse World, so.
Oh, I see, and then if I get five, I get experiences.
So
yeah,
a
exactly.
beat is an experience dot component.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah,
like a little blob.
Okay,
yeah, then. So, eventually lunchtime ends, and you're given a few minutes to eat before you have to clear out for your final periods. How do you guys taper out the day?
Planning with Dickie.
Gonna spend the last however long I haven't spent eating powering through pitch practice because I just know that Lauren's gonna not show up and I'm gonna end up doing this anyway. So pitching over and over and over again, imagining the pitch point as Emily Jones's face just so that I can always stay on target.
Yep, yep, fair enough. Yeah, you prep serious, yeah.
Got my game face on.
I want to investigate who put a rat in my locker.
Yeah. So yeah, when you do get back to your locker in the afternoon, there is like it's gone, but there is a little smidgen of blood on
the
wood. The
maintenance dudes didn't clean it for her.
Oh, it looks like they tried, but they missed a bit.
It's just
yeah.
just on my books. Like you can't get
yeah,
that off.
You can't get that off. Yeah. So there's a little smidgen still there.
My completely unused books. I can't just they've been stacked there since like first term and.
Mm.
I've not used them. So, I've got to start thinking about who my enemies are.
Everyone else has a rival already.
Everyone else has a rival. I've got to have a rival.
Cullen. I'll be back. You give that a ponder. I'll be back in just a minute.
I feel like it's probably one of the popular girls who just has decided that she doesn't like the fact that my parents have more money than her, but I don't care about it. She likes sees money as status, and I've just gone completely against the grain and just been like
squandered it.
I've squandered what could potentially be.
Well, you're just not using your resources.
Yeah,
is her problem.
Yeah.
Like you could have, like, you could have your school uniform like made by Gucci and tailored by friggin' Valentino, and you haven't. Like you wear that
you
crazy oversized
the
jumper.
The beanie and sleeves.
Yeah, your sleeves, and it's like. She just doesn't understand how you can have all that wealth and not be using it for beauty.
Yeah.
Like, duh.
I feel like her name's Vivian.
Oh, yeah. Could be. Could very well be.
I don't know.
Vivian
anyway.
Or Lil. Probably
Lil.
Lillian.
Yeah.
Or
Becca or...
Chelsea.
Wait, what's from Recess? What are the cool girls called? Ashley.
Ashley.
What do you hate about Ashley?
Ashley's a popular girl who doesn't like me because I have more wealth than she does, but I don't use it in the way that she would.
Oh, okay. She doesn't deem her use of her time and money appropriate.
So she's just
well, that's probably the deepest psychological level of it. But she probably hates. She probably totally hates you because you're uncool.
Oh yeah,
Ashley, who is totally cool.
There's actually a book called Hating Alice and Ashley, which is almost exactly that.
Cool.
Almost this entire scenario, because oh god, high school.
it's like
it is the land of cliches.
With endless confidence in a car, you win high school.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah, that'll do it. So, I've got to find Pam. I need my minion.
Yep, you sort of find Pam in the space between afternoon periods. What's the plan?
I need her to ask around a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Ask around a bit. Find out, like, if anybody knows anything, if anybody's been like, oh my god, I put a rat in her locker, you know, if there's anything going around, and she's more liked than me, so talking to people's not, you know, people are not going to tell me stuff. Not yet.
Yeah, and she sort of blinks and says, well, what makes you think they're going to talk to me?
You're Weasley. You get around.
You get around. You know, you're helpful. You can just be near them and nobody will really notice you're there.
She said her eyes sort of blink in that telltale way a couple of times, like, okay.
It's cool. You can come to my house after school if you do this for me.
Give it a manipulation persuasion.
Sweet.
Cool. Get a, yeah.
And
it's like, and suddenly everyone is swooning.
Everyone's gonna swoon.
All right, so yeah, you get two. You can re-roll two of those little ones. So, because the zeros are your friends.
Fine.
But okay, yeah. So it's solid performance. She sort of nods and says, "Okay, I gotcha." Yeah, Pam is now wandering. Yeah, wanders off in between times, and yep.
I'm just gonna go stand near Ashley and her crowd, just because I have stealth.
Vulture them from a distance.
Just listen.
Yeah.
See if they.
Not a huge amount of time in between classes.
Just while I'm waiting for the bell to go.
Yeah, they can be.
Because it only takes me seconds on my scooter.
Yeah. Yep.
It doesn't take me long to get between classes.
All right.
I can wander.
Okay, so yeah, the day closes out. You two have appointments. What's Evelyn's plans for after school?
Pam's coming over.
All right, Pam is indeed coming over.
Pam's coming over.
No.
She's so needy.
Mm. All right, so, you sort of cruise on back from school. Yeah.
So I'm scooting on and she's sort of running behind and I'm not waiting as much as Pam has
a little appointment of her own at the moment, but she will catch up with you. So,
okay, so she'll probably turn up at my house later. Mm. So I scoot back home, probably with my Discman playing.
Discman playing.
Or tape Walkman, I don't know when in the 90s.
Early
90s or late 90s?
Let's make it a tape Walkman.
Yeah, cool.
All right.
My tape Walkman. When I arrive at the gate, Jeffrey sees me
Walter,
was it? Walter?
Walter
the butler sees me, so the gate's just open before me as I'm scootering down the road. He's seen me coming, so just scoot straight through.
Yeah, he sort of
The gardener was, you know, doing something in that part of the garden, and he picks out a little flag out of his pocket and waves it wildly at the front door.
She's on her way!
The beacons have been lit!
The beacons have
been lit! Welcome home, Mom. Anything to eat? Walter's sort of older man. He doesn't wear a suit most of the time. He's in sort of casual summer wear at the moment.
Yeah.
Sort of chinos and polo shirt butler. But,
He's in his summer uniform.
Yeah, yeah.
I want a jaffle.
Very well.
Chicken bacon jaffle. Bring it to my room.
Well, if you set up your homework on the kitchen table, I'll have a jaffle waiting.
I'll be down to do it in a bit. I've just got something to do first.
Mom, I'm charged with making sure you pass your exams.
Power will be over. We're going to study later. I've just got to do something first.
All right, well, you'll get your Jaffa when you start to study.
He's like... douchebag!
He's in charge. He's in
but
charge
he
of
has
sure
practically raised you, so yeah. You kind of can't argue with...
He so I start sort of
parent.
Slumping up the stairs like,
what,
he's like,
what,
fuck him.
What you
awful.
Say is douchebag and storm up.
The
yeah.
Butler.
And he sort of shrugs and, you know, goes back to, like, you know, fixing the tablecloths in the hall.
I throw my micro scooter in the umbrella stand.
Yeah. And neither of your parents are home.
No.
All right, so, at rugby practice, who's our rugby coach, do we think?
Mr. Stevens.
Mr. Stevens. I'm seeing... like, absurdly short shorts, a baseball cap, and a moustache.
It's like paunchy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, paunchy older man, yeah. Rugby coach.
Paunchdash.
Yeah, you call that a scrum, you put that in front of Hathead, you guys are gonna be mincemeat.
Oh, so is it Hathead we're facing?
Hathead on the weekend, yeah. Oh. It's the softball
Kempsey.
Game's
oh,
Kempsey. But, yeah. I figured I'd get two different schools. There's surely more schools around here.
Cool.
Yeah. You think that's going to slow them down? You'll be off that ball faster than, I don't know, something that's off something else fast.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Dickie's
quite
the ball master,
Smith.
Sir.
Yeah.
Loves him.
Hey, you're the ball master, ball master.
Don't call me Ballmaster Ballington.
Ball yourself! And he sort of knocks you
down. Oh, God,
that's... Mr. Stevens sort of pulls you and Dickie apart and is like, does this... Yeah, comes up to each of you. He's like, does that look like teamwork to you? Dave, on a scale of 1 to teamwork, what would you say this is? Like, oh, I'd say it's about a 1, Coach.
Dave.
1 to teamwork.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know that guy.
Yeah, so he sort of sticks a finger in your chest and it's like, Alex, you can do better than this. Don't quit horsing around. We got a game to win. What are you thinking? If your head's not in that game, then we're going to be hat-headed all over the place.
Oh, focus, Coach. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if we don't turn this around, you're probably back on the bench.
And then you'd never hear the end of it from Colin.
Colin.
And then you're Letham and Jack with me and nothing.
Also, get your fucking strip on. That jersey's freaking me out. Why the letter X? Anyway. Well, it's up to you what letter you have.
I feel like it has to be H.
Yeah.
For what?
Just cause.
Cause that's a cool looking letter.
So yeah, Coach moves back and, you know, blows his whistle. And yeah, you guys... You guys get back to your line-out drills. Yep. Just give me a sort of general stamina athletics. See how you're doing.
Ridiculous. I love it.
Stamina athletics. Yeah. I got 2.
All right. So you do sort of good enough that he's sort of nodding along, and you know you don't make a fool of yourself.
Yeah.
Yet.
Not today.
Mm. All right. So. Yeah.
These muscles.
A couple of ovals over. So, let's see. Who was it?
You keep using this term. What is an oval?
Mm. Like a sporting ground.
Oh, it's because
Australians
have
square fields.
Yeah, I remember. So, yeah, I forgot.
So, if they're square fields, they get trapped in the corners, so they make it round. So
that's why we have this thing called a corner, which is when you kick out into it. Never mind.
Yeah.
Alright,
soccer. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm familiar with ball. ball sport game. Yeah, I know that one.
It's okay.
Just trying to remember who was trying to call
square fields at school.
Yeah. You do have them. It's just rugby's.
Yeah, it's just sport, like when you say I'm going to the oval, that confuses me because that's not.
Say, I am going to a shape.
Cool. I'm going to triangle.
Back on the rugby field, Dave is like, oh yeah, really like Scooty's accent. Do you even know a name? No.
Oh, is Evelyn British? I assume she is.
She doesn't have much of a choice unless you're going to change the way you talk specifically for this.
I don't think I can do it.
Her accent's so Perthican.
It's like another country.
Weird.
She's like...
foreign.
She's like... so exotic.
I was gonna say exotic, then I was like, no, that doesn't tone right. I was gonna say she's like an international woman of mystery.
Jesus Christ. Scooty sleeves. How did this happen?
Because high school.
Look at your life, look at your choices.
So I made these choices. I chose the scooter. I chose the frump jump.
Oh, yep.
Frump jump. I'm glad that's a thing.
So yeah, well, I forget who was trying to call Lauren before, but yeah.
Sam.
Oh yeah, it was Sam. Alright, so we got a few softballers now. So Sam, sort of scoots over to you as you're coming down the hill, gestures with the brick, and didn't have any luck getting onto her. I don't think her parents are home, so I guess she's not sick.
But
I haven't seen her all day. I don't know where she's gone.
Yeah, and Emily said she hadn't seen her in practice for the last couple of days either.
Well, I mean, either she's flued up like you wouldn't believe and can't get to the phone, or I couldn't. They might have gone away somewhere. I don't know.
You'd think she would have at least let us know. Being short right before this match is a dick move.
Well, look, I mean, we can cover everything except the pitch easily. I mean, like, we just need someone with a right arm. I'd go in for it, but yeah, we all remember what happened in the last one.
Yeah. And Emily just loves putting me in positions I don't like. All right, fine. Fine, I will pitch.
Yeah, I'm taking my mind out of the gutter now, just so you know.
Good. Sam, really.
Oh, come on.
That happened once.
Come on.
It's one time at band camp.
I'm just imagining some kind of prank gone wrong and they end up in the shower together. It's just awkward and weird. And there have been weird rumours about them ever since.
You guys are just so tense around each other. Anyway. on to the softball.
For the benefit of the tape, that was just the intense shut the fuck up stare. The stare that says, you know exactly why I'm tense around her.
Yeah.
Because I hate her so much. Emily Jones, I hate her so much.
So much hate. Alright. So yeah, you cruise on down to the softball pitch, and once again, no sign of Lauren. So... yeah, you're kind of down to, once again, you are once again shanghaied onto the pitching, so, yeah.
And I'm weirded out by Lauren not being around, but more to the forefront of my brain is my annoyance at how easily Emily's managed to shoehorn me into a position that doesn't display my best talents for this game.
So, yeah, are you going to try and get out of that, or...?
I'm wondering... how best to play it to my advantage. I'm wondering if I come off as a, like, woman of the match kind of thing, if I go for broke trying my hardest to support my team despite me being at a disadvantage in this role, or if I kick up a fuss and be like, but I'm your best... I'm the best slugger in this team. Why are you putting me in pitch? We've got 15 other girls who could do this and be just as good as me, if not better. Why are you doing this?
So are you appealing to her or are you appealing to your coach?
Probably to the coach.
Alrighty.
So I'll appeal to the coach first, and if she can't come up with a better way to get me out of pitching, I will just put on my superstar smile and go for broke.
Alright, Coach Miss Yamada. Alright, so yeah, she's...
Alright, so yeah, she's sort of getting everybody ready to just, yeah, like just starting out catching exercises, but get everybody warmed up, and yeah, you wander over to Miss Yamada.
Hi, Miss, can I have a chat with you, please?
Yeah, no problem ever. What is it?
Look, I just wanted to talk to you about the pitching situation.
Have you caught up with Lauren? Not sure where she's got to.
We've called around, we can't get hold of her.
She wasn't in class this afternoon either.
Yeah, we don't know where her parents are, they're probably at work, but we've not been able to get hold of her. But point is, Miss, I'm not super... Emily seems to think that I'm the only option, but I'm not completely convinced that that's our best game plan. I mean, we've got 15 other girls who could pitch as well as me, if not better. I mean, I'm the slugger on this team. Like, I don't get why I'm being relegated to pitching. That's not what I'm good at. I'm a better runner than Emily. I'm a better hitter than Emily. I shouldn't be in pitch for the majority of the game.
Mm.
And I don't understand why Emily Jones gets to decide where I play for this match.
All right, can you give me a manipulation persuasion?
Yes, I can.
All right, and on a similar note, because things are getting a bit tense, do you want it? Would you like a beat?
Top me up.
All right, so that's going to come around in a minute, but
the wine glass of dice.
Yeah, and she sort of nods. Is like, yeah, look, I've been watching your performance, Eva, but and you have really gone from strength to strength with your batting. I appreciate that you would probably benefit from more experience on the other side of the field. But I mean, look, we've been it's really down between you and Emily who gets captainship on the weekend. So we'll see how that turns out.
But Miss, I mean, captainship, I'm really interested in that, but captainship aside, this is an important match for us.
Mm.
If we win this, we get the Interschools Cup, we take on the girls' softball 18s and unders shield for the year. I mean, we've been playing a hard game to stick it to this Kempsey team for the whole year now, and I just feel that putting us in a weakened position at this point is such a fool move.
No, look, you're on base. We'll have you out first in the batting. I'm counting on you for that. But look, someone's going to need to be pitching as well. So we might cycle you in. Just no hard feelings. We just need to find Lauren.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree. It's really weird. She wasn't in roll call today either. So. Mm. No, we haven't really asked any of the staff, so have her parents been contacted? Has she called in sick? Does anyone know?
I will try and call her father tonight, but I have not heard anything.
Okay. Well, thank you, miss. That's really good. Thank you.
Yeah, so she sort of gestures you out.
Give her
we're whistle on lanyard.
Can I give her my striking looks smile and, like, best, yay, go team kind of?
Yep.
Fist pump as I run out onto the field.
Yes,
I do.
You do. Remember that. You can get bonuses for
that. I am Ranma, remember?
Because, the pretty ones always get treated better. So,
I am gorgeous, and gorgeous always.
Real life.
No matter which
game.
Sex I am.
Yep, yep. Yes, indeed. All right. Okay, so, as we go along, Liz, would you mind rolling willpower? Resolve composure, sorry.
One.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good.
Good.
I like that.
All right. So, it's after training. You're in the locker room. Sorry, Alex. You're not Dave. Dave is the other one.
Dave's my one.
Yeah.
Swoony Dave.
Yeah, you're getting changed. Dave Tao whips you a little.
Oh!
And you're thinking very carefully about the shower heads.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, what you gonna do with that shower head, Alex?
Oh, you know where I'm gonna shove it, Dave. Right. But yes.
So, yeah, you are eyeing the shower heads,
yep.
Weighing up how you're going to do this.
Hmm. What do you do?
As you are continually tail whipped.
I finish pondering the shower heads and then start tail whipping back. it's pretty much the only option.
We catch the towel and then tail whip him with his own towel.
Oh, that's insult to injury.
Mm.
Towel grapple, Patrick.
Alright, give me a...
what do I roll for a towel grapple?
I roll to grapple his towel.
Probably a dex brawl, though, right? But,
yeah.
Because if you have his towel and yours, you can do dual towel whipping.
Dueling whips is a horrible idea. I got one.
Alright, so... You sort of...
Oh, stop that!
Yeah. He sort of chases you around. He ends up sort of herding you out through the little door that leads into the... Like, he's sort of a couple of change rooms. It's like the change room and the locker room. So he sort of herds you into the locker room. And you hear... Like, you sort of slam the door behind you to stop him whipping you repeatedly.
Yeah.
Because it's getting welty in your underpants. That's
why are you in your underpants?
I thought I was in a shower. I thought I was in a towel.
Oh, right, you might be in a towel as well. So I just feel like you're, okay, collect myself, you'll tackle him in a minute.
Yeah.
You hear a weird sort of giggling, and it sounds like it's coming from the sort of top corners of the ceiling.
Let's have a look around. It's like, all right, who's in here?
Yeah, you don't get any response.
Hmm. Am I in, like, another locker room, you say?
Yeah, you're in the locker room.
Okay. I'm going to try and find the noise.
All right.
Still having a wander.
Yeah, give it a wits composure. See how you do.
Two.
All right, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, you sort of... cross between a few rows of lockers, and then you... It's dark. Like, you didn't switch the lights on as you came into the room, but you see something moving, like, a lot of little somethings moving along the surface of the lockers, sort of climbing them. And the giggling continues. Just, like, it feels like it's coming from just behind your ears, and it's terribly irritating.
Doesn't sound like rats.
Yeah.
Sleeves! Is that you?
There's a sort of chuckle and a moan. But
Dickie! Dickie, this isn't funny!
Do you approach the moving things, or...?
Yeah. Well, I'm obviously getting pranked. And, you know... No one outpranks the prankster. So I'm gonna find these black blob things so I can throw them to Dickie later.
Yeah, so you... you walk over, and... Like, yeah, the moon is sort of shining through the upper windows. You had a long training session tonight.
Yep.
So, yeah, you sort of get close enough to them, and you manage to... It looks like a leech, almost. Like a sort of 2 inches long, fat leech.
Like squishy.
You sort of squeeze one off, and you can pull it off the locker, and it sort of giggles. And there's this long string of saliva between its... weird little mouth and the locker, and you sort of throw it, and then you glance over your shoulder and you see Stacy kissing Colin.
No!
No! Not sexy Stacy!
Alex, what are you doing here? Do you want one?
Yeah, I want one.
Alright, we'll get to that soon.
High school logic is the best one.
Alex, what are you doing here? Lex and Stacey. Except it's Stacey and Colin!
So, Alex, what the hell are you doing here? And you're on your knees screaming.
Shaking your fists at the sky.
What are you doing with Colin?
I thought that was pretty obvious.
Colin, you're meant to be like a town over. Let's kick your asses this weekend.
I have a car.
Oh, I've got a truck. No, it doesn't matter.
Let's get out of here, Stacy. This guy's weird.
Oh.
Or is he the type of rival that just doesn't know who he is? And he sees him as like a fucking college.
He knows who you are, but you've also burst into them making out in the locker room in a towel.
Yeah. With welts all over
you. And we're screaming at something that, well, you don't know what the fuck it was.
Yeah, this is fucking weird.
You didn't scream, you went, ugh.
Yeah. Well, nonetheless.
Nonetheless, it was a weird entrance.
It's just like, I feel like I should have like a stupid teenage scrap with him, but I'm still in a towel. Like, the towel kind of defeats anything. It's like the brawling mood killer.
Nobody wants to brawl in a towel.
Unless he's in a towel, then that's fine. He's only, not in a towel.
Unless you're
he's
willing
closed.
To...
He's already won.
Yeah. Unless you're
he's closed, although it looks like that may not have been the intention.
Sexy and Colin.
Ooh. In the locker room. I can't think of a less enticing place to be making
What, you mean
up.
that place that smells of old socks and damp doesn't get you going?
No. Gross.
What do you do? It's fight or flight, Alex, and you can feel it in your bones.
Yeah.
You punch him. All right.
It's like, get out of here, Colin.
All right, yeah.
Because... To be fair, he shouldn't be on school grounds.
No, he shouldn't.
Like, not only because he's part of the opposing team, he just shouldn't be there.
He might be scoping out your locker
rooms.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, for some sort of prank.
Like, something to do with your shower heads.
or he might be preparing a prank that involves, I don't know, tons of 2-inch-long fat leeches falling out of your lockers when you open them for the game on Saturday.
Yeah.
He might be doing something nefarious.
So, yeah, make it down
and... No one pressures my school and takes my girl!
Make it a down and dirty strength brawl.
And you're a rugby player, so you're pretty solid in your...
How many do you need?
You should be fairly solid in your body confidence.
Anything, 2 or higher is all you need at this stage, but...
No, I'm spinning willpower.
Oh, yes.
Punch you.
So anytime
three
you want
more
to,
dice.
Anytime you want to spend willpower, you can. It gives you 3 extra dice on a roll, but the willpower just depletes as you go. So.
Oh, that's not great.
You deemed this important enough to...
Yeah, I got 2.
Well, it's lucky you did, because otherwise
you would have swung 2 1s, 3 7s.
Mm. All right, yeah, so yeah, you sort of... You sort of get him one,
I'm
right?
I suppose it's always awkward, kind of like scrappy grapples.
You sort of whack him one, and yeah, it is kind of awkward. And yeah, you sort of whack him one about the head, and then you sort of bump him back against the lockers. He sort of doubles forward, and his nose is bleeding. And oh crap, you can smell that. Like, and it's like the blood's in your own nose, at the back of your own throat.
Mm.
Like, oh, what the hell did you do that for?
Taste the coppery rich tang of it.
Mm. Oh, that's a horrible way of phrasing it.
Alex, what are you doing?
Let's take a step back. He shouldn't be here. He shouldn't be with you.
Who are you to say that?
Stacey, you know we kind of have a thing going, and
I was asking you to.
He's from Hathead.
Yeah, so?
So you belong with me!
Come on, Colin, we're getting out of here.
No!
Unless you want to try and talk around, but yeah.
I only really specialise in gossip.
But Alex, you could plant the seeds of rumour and be like, but why in the hell, of all the places he could take you, why the fuck would he take you to our locker room while we're in the, like, after our practice? What the hell does he want to be here for?
Yeah.
And if she says something like, oh, he was picking me up after band practice, are you sure? Why didn't he then just take you out somewhere nice, like a real gentleman would?
Yeah.
Gossip with him.
Could I use that as a gossip?
Yeah, look, try and smear his reputation if you want.
Yeah, that's
it's like some sort of freak who gets off on socks, I guess.
Yeah.
Gets off on being in a locker room while his rivals are showering next to
that musty sock smell.
Yeah.
Manipulation gossip?
Yeah, manipulation socialize, far away.
1.
All right, let's have his composure on that. It's a draw. I feel like either you both come out of this okay, or you both come out of this badly.
I reckon they both come out of
it. I feel
badly.
Like you're both going to come out of it badly.
Because if it's a draw, he's got this shaky idea, but Colin can't give her a decent explanation for why they're making out in the locker room anyway.
Do you want shaken or notoriety?
Notoriety.
Shaken's
more Jerome. What does this one do?
Yeah, it means you've got a bit of a social dead weight. So you basically both get that, but
okay.
So you have to clear your name somehow. As all being right. A guy who wanders around late at night in a towel punching people.
Done.
But you at least have a solid explanation for why you're in the hotel.
And you have a specialty in gossip.
Let's see how that goes. Yeah. So you have that in play.
I forgot about pickpocketing.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So, eventually you sort of go back into the change room, you wash your hands, and you sort of, like, all the other guys have cleared out by this point. And yeah, you sort of walk out, and there is a young girl, sort of year 10 kind of, you kind of recognize her. She's just sort of sitting on her bike under one of the lights, sort of. Talk to you. It's Pam, for what it's worth. But okay. Alex.
Yeah. What's going on?
I was wondering if you could help me with something.
What do you need?
Look, Evelyn's been really leaning on me. She wants to find out who put that rat in her locker, but I don't know who to talk to. And I mean, you seem to know who to talk to. Do you know who'd do that?
Well, it's not my rat.
Look,
man, Sticky's rat.
I probably wouldn't have come to you if I thought you'd done it. But
Are you calling Dicky Sticky now? Because
Sticky Dicky.
I feel like that's the best nickname ever, Sticky.
Shut up, sleeves.
Good.
I will help her as long as she helps me clear my name.
Alright.
She's in with the youngins. She can start rumours about Colin and make sure we get this business cleared up.
All right. Yeah. Look. She says, Look, I'll help. Just you gotta. If you find out who it is, 100%. You got this. Yeah.
If you hear anything.
Yep.
If you see something, say nothing.
All right.
Don't drink to forget.
So she sort of pedals off into the night.
Yep.
And I imagine you head home.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Take the truck.
Yeah. And remember, that your hand was quite badly bruised from punching Colin repeatedly.
Yeah.
But,
I'm not doing a very good job of it because it's.
Because that's sort of how it panned out. But,
More of a punch in the locker.
So, yeah, you cruise on home.
Cool.
Evangeline.
Yep.
You have a strange dream.
Mm-hmm.
You walk home. You're walking home.
Yep.
How much? And you're sort of going street light by street light. Long patches of dark in between. As you're walking, the half moon hangs in the sky over you. Your mind is sort of turning things over. If someone had murdered Lauren, who do you think would have done it?
Well,
creepy Mr. Phil, the physics teacher, always a bit too sweaty for his own good.
That makes him a murder suspect.
As much as it annoys me to have to admit it, I immediately strike Emily off my list because Emily wants to captain that team as much as I do. So she's not really into jeopardizing the team as such. She just wants to make me look bad. So strike Emily off the list almost immediately because getting rid of Lauren, who's kind of one of our best pitchers, would do her no good. Could be her whack job mother.
Mm-hmm.
because Lauren lives with her dad most of the time.
Yep.
Her mom's always shrieking about her dad stealing her child from him and all of this, but she's completely nuts, so it's not really a surprise that she doesn't have primary custody. Because when she did, Lauren went missing for 2 months while this woman took her on a crazed road trip around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And while most people think that sounds really cool, it was that Lauren was actually kind of, like, locked in the car.
Mm.
And they drove for days.
I was literally just thinking, that sounds quite cool.
Yeah. Everyone thinks it sounds fun until they get the details where Lauren was more or less imprisoned in the car while her mum drove around trying to find a good place for them to settle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really talk to people outside of my team, so I don't really know
anyone. Can you give me an intelligence investigation?
I sure can.
Cool.
Just happened.
Everything is okay.
All right. You guys wake up the next morning.
But
you can have a drink if you like. It's all right. and the half moon hangs over your head. You two wake up the next morning. Yeah, you're pretty sore. Like you, although oddly the bruises have sort of healed right up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's probably because Colin has a wussy chin and is a dick.
Yeah.
It's a duck.
Yeah,
What a duck.
What a duck, yeah.
Pam didn't end up coming over. What did Evelyn end up doing?
Did she get a jaffle?
She probably, like, reluctantly went downstairs and did her homework to get that jaffle. She
yeah.
Held out as long as she could.
Fucking water.
Mm.
As a Game Boy under the table.
Mm.
How dare he raise me and feed me and you know, make sure I don't totally flunk out in life.
Mm.
Fucking Walter.
Fucking Walter. You're not my dad.
You're not my brother. Sorry. Go on.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, they did.
I probably didn't care that Pam didn't come over because, like, she's not my friend. She's just the girl I used to do stuff for me sometimes. And it was supposed to be like a boon for her to get to come over to my house.
Yeah. Oh, look at it. She hasn't shown up yet. So, you know, like she might show up later. But, she was off doing something else.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you get up in the morning, school day, the usual. You've got Dave under your thumb.
I've got Dave under my thumb and I start thinking about how I can use that.
Mm.
Dave has an older brother. He might be able to get us booze.
Maybe.
I need some money though, and I've already wiped through my funds for this week buying the new Pokemon or something.
Yep.
I'm gonna pickpocket Walter.
Mm. All right, you're gonna try. on your way out, you try and rob Walter. Give me a Dex larceny.
And I have a special for pickpocketing.
Yeah, that'll suit. Yeah,
dexterity, 3.
He's a sharp man, but,
2.
Yep, so roll away.
There's at least one roll there.
No good.
Mm.
So 2.
2? Yep, okay. You know he keeps the money in the general cash in the biscuit jar, so you wait until he's somewhere else in the house and you just take it.
Sweet.
So yeah, you are cashed up, yo. yeah, you cruise out of the house.
On my micro scooter.
Yep. Ava, you wake up in the bath.
Yeah.
Like, completely naked and the water's gone cold.
I immediately fling both hands to my kidneys.
Your kidneys are fine.
Because I had that, I saw a movie a couple of weeks ago with the team.
Someone woke up in a bath glass.
And I've been freaking out about that quietly to myself.
You still can't have the muscle ice baths, it just doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so yeah, you're in the bath. Yeah, and you wake up, and yeah, you can't see your clothes anywhere, but yeah.
Is this my bath? Am I actually in my house?
Yeah, you're in your house, yeah. The window's open, and it's kind of a cool breeze.
Oh, weird. I'm gonna shiver slightly, get up, get out, wrap my towel around me, and...
It's morning.
Presumably, I haven't been gone long enough for people to be hammering on the door, but if the bath water's gone cold, I've been in there for a while.
Yeah.
day is it?
It's Wednesday.
Right. Weird. Well, I'm clean,
yeah,
obviously.
You can't, yeah, you can't see your clothes, but, like, your dad's old tape deck is by the side of the bath.
What?
Like, the tape has run to the end.
What? All right, well, clearly that shouldn't be in here, so I'll... And I need to go get my clothes, so I shall unplug the tape deck and take it back to my room.
Mm.
And while I'm getting dressed, I'll rewind the tape and hit play and see what's on it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So you sort of dry yourself off, and the tape runs its course backwards. You hear that happy little thunk as it stops, and yeah, you get like a little bit of a mix at the start because you clearly taped over something, probably one of your dad's old karaoke mixes. But yeah, you
all Edith PF.
Yeah. could you give me a resolve composure, please? Make it a -3 in this case because
oh,
it
shit.
Is severe.
Nope.
Okay. I'm just going to grab one of these out. And I'm going to put it in front of you. You know how everyone in Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines is utterly terrified of that video?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad we have that resolved.
Shit.
The ring?
Yeah.
No, well...
What do you hear over the tape? Is a woman's voice, clearly in a lot of pain. Like, you hear over again, look, I did it, okay, it was an accident, please, stop, just stop! And this inhuman snarling, and it almost sounds like words, but, you know, like, there's a moment where, like, it's like, stop, and you hear a crunch, like, bone being minced. And she screams, yes, she's in the lake, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry! Sickening final crunch, and the screaming stops.
Well, plenty of questions.
Mm.
First off, how the fuck did this tape get into my house?
Mm.
Why
did you wake up in the bath?
Yeah, why did I wake up in the bath? Without clothes, in cold water, with the window open? And...
Clearly listening to this tape.
Tape, apparently some sort of snuff tape. You don't know where you got it.
Have I met Lauren's mother?
You have. You know she's trouble.
Would I recognize her voice if she was screaming and freaking out?
Maybe not. You can give me a wits, intelligence composure to be sure if you want.
One.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, it's hard to tell, but you got a pretty good handle that. Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe.
Does Lauren have a boyfriend?
Oh, yeah, there was a guy she was seeing for a little while.
What's he like?
Let's get a name.
Derek
can do.
Rick.
Ryan,
that's good.
Ryan, yeah. Yeah, you know Ryan. He's in band. No, he's the percussionist. So, I'm just gonna go with
the guy with the cymbals.
Would you prefer Shaken or Spooked? For what it's worth, Shaken is you're terrified and the fear will probably get the best of you. Spooked is you're fascinated and, good lord, you need to know more.
Ooh.
Still terrified, but yeah.
I want to go Spooked.
Alright, so basically Spooked, do something stupid for an XP. Where Shaken is you fail, Spooked is you do something ill-considered for it. You know, most of the things I will throw you a bobble for.
Do something stupid.
Yeah, so do something ill-advised, hunting out the object of your obsession.
Alright, well, you know what I'm going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I am going to play hooky on school today. I'm
mm-hmm.
going to see if I can find Lauren's dad.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't find Lauren's dad, well, if I can or can't find Lauren's dad, I'm then going to go looking for Lauren's mum.
Sure.
I'll do that first thing this morning. Then I'm going to rock back to school and see if Ryan is around.
Mm. True. Yeah. All right. Yeah, you, All right, so, you hear your mother in the kitchen as you're heading downstairs.
Morning, Mum.
Mon chéri, what? You were out so late last night. Where were you?
I had training, Mum. Come on.
I did not hear you come in.
Is she this bad? Oh, it's up to you. Does she come out in full mime regalia?
Come out in full mime.
No, she just has the dual plaits.
Mm.
And...
not a glass of wine.
I didn't hear you come in last night.
Yeah, I did get in pretty late. Miss Yamada really sort of had us going running through our paces at softball, and then I was over at the dojo with Sensei for about 2-3 hours going through some new stuff.
Is everything all right? You look a little...
I haven't slept super well. I've been battling with Lauren over the potential captaincy of the softball team, and she keeps trying to wrong foot me by putting me into pitch for this next game, and I don't know. Lauren's been away from school for the last couple of days, and it's getting kind of weird now, Mum. We haven't heard from her. Like, nobody seems to know where she is, so whatever, the school's investigating, so ugh. Just lots to do. And I had to do my homework, so, you know, I was up late.
Just tell me when you get in next time, all right? I was worried.
Sure, Mum. Sorry.
She sort of, you know, watches you as you cruise out the door.
And just to piss her off, I'd be like, all right, Mum. Janet!
All right. So, you're playing hooky. You guys cruise into school.
Yep.
You get there for roll call. What's the plan for the day?
Spread rumors.
Oh yeah, you're gonna spread some serious rumors.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're talking to Dave, and it's like, yeah, look, I know he's a dick. He's from Hat Head. Of course he's a dick.
Yeah. Dave agrees.
Yeah. It's like, Dave, you do not have to work to win over.
Dave's on side.
No, but that's the thing. That's gotta.
I hate those guys so much.
You've gotta spread it, and then.
All right, so, yeah, look, I mean, you can sort of get to work on that throughout your different breaks during the day. You do get a little help from Pam, who's spreading things quietly amongst the younger students. A lot of them don't know who Colin is, because he's kind of the object of your obsession. All right.
Yeah, maybe try and find Stacey at the end of the day. But
yeah, sure. Yeah. So, yeah, you... Yeah, all right, so, yeah, you... I'm thinking manipulation socialized to sort of start seeding these things.
Three!
Yeah, alright, so you get some bad, nasty stuff circuit. So what was it beyond him? Because you kind of don't want to incriminate Stacey. What are you spreading this?
He was trying to, you know, break in and spy on the girls and stuff like that. You know?
Oh, what a creep.
What a creep indeed. Mm.
Because the softball team were there last night.
Mm, that's true.
They were in last night, yeah.
But, you know, I valiantly fought them off, you know. Chased them out of town. Still my part for the school.
Well, no.
You have that bruise on my hand. He looks way worse.
Mate,
there's no bruise on your hand. What are you talking about? And you look down and there is indeed no bruise on your hand.
Oh.
But there will be a bruise on Colin's face.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it's on Colin's face, you know? It's on your hand, mate. It's because it's on Colin's face, yeah. Done.
It's soft as such a soft jaw.
Punch that all day.
Yeah, go, it looks.
Yeah. You're reenacting this whole scene at recess.
And then I go on the floor and. I'm sitting on Dave's desk. I'm waiting for Dave.
All right, sure. Yeah, like he after being regaled at the door by of Alex's exploits, yeah, he really is a dick. It's like, oh, hey, sleeves.
I kind of really dig that as a
hero. I know.
Like, it's ridiculous because we know what your character is looking like right now, but it's actually kind of neat.
I don't mind sleeves. It's better than Scooter or whatever it was.
Scooty.
Yeah. Scooty.
Scooty McSleeves.
I've got Dave on side and I've got some money and he has an older brother, so I'm going to try and convince him to buy me some booze.
All right, yeah.
Hey, Dave.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, hey, Steves. What's new?
Nothing much.
Yeah, you want to go out sometime and, I don't know, knock over some bins?
If that's what you're, like, into it.
Yeah. I mean, well, you know, if that's what you're like,
cool.
Or,
yeah.
You know, if that'd be, you know,
this
whenever
boy,
you're free.
This boy is a true-born Casanova.
Oh, my God. My God, I'm swooning myself.
That's fucking brilliant.
Well, you know, that is the only thing I enjoy.
Wow, I get dedication, but like, are you into other stuff too, or I don't know?
She just gives him a dead.
He's not a blink. like this has formed some impossible mental paradox. Just bins?
Yes, Dave, just bins.
Cool, I can do bins.
Right, Dave. Well, you know, I was thinking maybe for when we go knock over some bins, maybe we might want a drink first.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, yeah, Paul, yeah, he's 19. He's got a moustache and everything. Yeah, he could, you know, hook us up. Although, you know...
Oh,
I spent all my money on Deep Heat, so,
Well, muscle relaxation is important, Dave. Jesus Christ. Dave's such an idiot. Well, Dave, I think I've got money covered.
All right. Can you, look, he's got fuck all to resist, but could you give me a manipulation, persuasion just to... Dave is up for anything illegal if he thinks you'd be along there, and maybe he could see what's under that jumper.
It's really into what's under my jumper. Right. Just one.
One is enough. So, yeah, it beats his paltry attempted resistance.
I don't think there was any resistance,
yeah,
really.
The little cog of the back of Dave's mind labelled common sense. Yeah, what do you want?
Do I want...
15 vodka cruisers.
I'd like some Smirnoff. No, I feel like I would ask for something really douchey, like cognac.
What's a cognap?
Tell you, says.
It's this, this brown liquid.
Mm. You mean beer?
It's not fizzy. It's a spirit.
Oh. Okay. I'll see what I can do. Any second options or...
Beer is fine.
Cool.
Oh, no, I needed to spike the punch, so it can't be beer.
You need vodka. All right.
I
gin
need,
or something.
I need gin. Yeah, gin.
Gin away. He sort of takes
get
the money.
Get the good stuff.
Gives you a little high five.
Which I reluctantly just sort of like... Mm.
Yeah. No, you've ruined everything.
Carry it off.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Your finger's stuck in the dice box.
I also need to look into the rat.
Mm, true.
Right, yeah.
So that can be investigating
as
the day goes on, yeah.
So I am on my way to acquiring...
Dave high-fives you and wanders off to class, but yeah. All right, on that note, so that's sort of the morning. So you have dispatched Dave to retrieve booze.
I need to find Pam.
Yeah?
Because why didn't she come over?
Mm.
What did she hear around about the rat? Mm.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, you can try and find her as the day moves on. Your classes are relatively uneventful at this stage. So, playing hooky, how's that going?
Not too bad.
So you were trying to cruise over to Lawrence, were you?
Yeah, I've got a bicycle. It's a Tour de France replica. Of the winner from last year.
Naturally.
And
they got you a yellow jersey as well, but you don't wear it.
I borrowed the bike from my dad, who was like, "Oh, my little girl, so glad to see you finally taking an interest in the family stuff." And yeah, so I've cycled over to Lauren's house.
Her dad's place?
Her dad's place. I remember going there once for a team meeting.
Something or other,
something.
Yeah.
Like, it was a party for something.
Post-game,
like,
whatever.
Post-game. Mm-hmm. It could have even been Lauren's birthday. I don't really fucking know. Anyway.
It was year eight. It's hard to keep track.
So, gone over there for that, to see Lauren's dad and see if he's in. And like, since I've gone over pretty early in the morning.
So, he's sort of out. Oh, yeah,
I was getting over there hoping that I'd sort of hook him before he goes to work so I can ask him some questions. But
did we give Lauren a surname?
No.
No, we didn't.
Bradley.
Kowalski.
Kowalski. Mm-hmm.
That's better.
All right, yeah, so we got, we'll just go with Mr. Kowalski for now because, you know, it's hard to remember.
Mike Wazowski.
Probably Michael. Yeah, so yeah, he is out front, you know, a man pushing middle age, bit tubby around the middle, but, you know, still quite tall, keeps his hair very short, shaved. And, yeah, so he is sort of out front, kind of frantically scrubbing his car. Just look, he's cleaning the car, and he seems intently focused on that.
Well, I'm just going to watch him for a few minutes and see if I can see... I'll get as close as possible without him noticing me, and see if I can see if he's just cleaning the car like a maniac, or if he's washing something off, and if he's washing something off, what can I see?
Give it a with stealth.
Did I put a thing in stealth?
You did.
I put two dots in stealth. Oh, mate, I'm a smart girl. With stealth, as I've got nothing to send it for. Thank you. Just one.
All right, so you get a look at him. It looks like he's washing the car, you know, like a normal person would clean their car, not like he's trying to scrub out the back with a toothbrush and bleach. That's not the impression you're getting. He's cleaning the outside of the car, but he is intently focused on it.
Well, I'm going to go up, like, right behind him and tap him on the shoulder and be like, Mr. Wazowski?
He sort of jumps and it's like, oh,
Kowalski.
Kowalski.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, it's a who? No. I remember you. You're one of... You're on the softball team. Sorry.
Ava Quirk.
Oh, sorry, Ava, yeah. What are you doing here? Shouldn't you be at school?
Yeah, I just dropped by because I wanted to ask you... look, is Lauren all right?
He sort of, leans back, ignoring the fact that it's wet, he sort of leans back against the car and puts his face in his hands. He's like, ah. Sorry, I probably should have told everybody. Look, she's, on an official level, she's missing. I strongly suspect we know who that's because of. And, look, her mother's lawyer was pressuring for better visitation. Look, I shouldn't be heaping this on you.
No. No, it's okay.
Sort of rubs his temples and
I was just worried, you know, we haven't seen her at practice and the game coming up and she never misses practice, so we just hadn't heard and kind of wondered. And, do you really think her mum's taken her again?
It'd be my best guess, because, you know, I haven't had a phone call or anything, so... Hopefully they'll resurface in a couple of days, or when the, cops haul the missus over for speeding.
Right.
I don't imagine they'll get too far. Sort of... Well, shakes his head. I'm sorry, I haven't slept so well.
Sorry, what is his surname now?
Kowalski.
Kowalski. Mr. Kowalski... Where is Lauren's mum living these days? Do you know at all?
No, she wouldn't tell me.
Doesn't she have to tell someone if Lauren has to go over there for visits?
I know she sort of... like down towards the coast. Probably he sort of does a mental map in his head. It's like somewhere on Sweeney's way, but I couldn't tell you which house. Sort of, yeah, out by the cliffs there, not sort of looking over, but yeah.
Are there any lakes in this district? Yeah, oh, just sorry, out of character. Like, where are we? And
all right, so you're on a sort of not a peninsula exactly, but a sort of bulge in the coast, looking out over the ocean. There is an inlet, like a little. It comes off the bay. It makes a little lake just inland, sort of between two banks of cliffs. But yeah, there is a lake.
Is that anywhere near Lauren's mother's house location?
Oh, yeah, if he's thinking Sweeney's Way, the promenade along the cliff tops, yeah, not too far.
Okay. Well, having spoken to Mr.
Kowalski,
thank you. Having chatted to him, I'm going to go to the police station now.
Sure, you head to the police station.
You can find more of the Liberation Industries role-playing podcast at our website, liberationindustries.net. Our theme music is Analog Boys by T. Gamble, courtesy of freesfx.co.uk. Until next time, folks, this has been Liberation Industries. You cannot find us, we don't exist.